Welcome to another episode of SharkBites.net, where we delve into issues of tech leadership in the public sector. Please consider subscribing wherever you get your podcasts or simply go to SharkBites.net. Here now is our host, Dr. Alan Shark, Executive Director of the Public Technology Institute, now a division of Fusion Learning Partners.
Hi there, this is Anne, AI-powered text-to-speech, welcoming you to another edition of SharkBites.net. In this episode, we are excited to have Dr. Alan Shark with us to discuss his newest book, Artificial Intelligence, A Primer for State and Local Governments, Everything You Need to Know Since Yesterday. Alan, what led you to write this book?
Well, thanks, Anne. I was at a conference and somebody asked me if I could recommend a book that would help them understand artificial intelligence as it applies to the public sector, and in particular, state and local government. And I kind of scratched my head, and I was aware of a few. But some of them were pretty dated, and some of them only dealt with parts of it. So I guess I was challenged. At first, I was going to just do a kind of a website with the latest information. And then I decided I think it would be an interesting challenge to see if I can't put all the elements together that makes the most sense to create kind of a foundational piece that people can look upon and build a framework for future thinking. And that's pretty much what we have today.
The subtitle is intriguing, Everything You Need to Know Since Yesterday. Can you share the meaning behind it?
Well, the subtitle kind of came to me because every time I thought I had the final chapter done, and there are eight, which I'll get to later, it dawned on me that things were changing so rapidly that by the time this publication would go to press, whether it be electronically or in print, it would be somewhat out of date. So I think the idea of everything you need to know since yesterday is kind of a warning to all of us that we cannot just sit back and say, oh, I have everything I need to know. If anything, what we need to know is to be able to dive deeper, ask the right questions, and keep up on a very fast-moving technology.
Okay, tell us about the octopus. What is its significance since it dominates the cover?
In looking for a way to portray the entire issue of artificial intelligence as I see it, everything that I've seen up to now is kind of like a ghostly blue blueprint type of graphic showing some kind of a human interface, bunch of ones and zeros, something very futuristic. I wanted something that would be a little bit more striking. And I've been fascinated with the octopus. It's really smart. It has eight legs, in some cases, thousands of suction cups and sensors. It is very adaptive, and it is a survivor, and it is aware of its surroundings, more so than many, many creatures that we have studied. And I thought, in my mind, in an abstract way of thinking, I had this vision of an octopus sitting on top of all sorts of data, both structured and unstructured, including social media. And in fact, it began as an experiment. I went to DALL-E, which is part of ChatGPT. This is their image generator. And I said that, just that. Draw me a picture of an octopus sitting on top of mounds of data, both structured and unstructured, including social media. Within a minute and a half, I had quite an impressive rendition. And then I asked a few questions and prompts, and it came up with something else. And then weeks later, as the book was nearing completion, I went back and asked it one more time, this time saying, can I get a camera-ready copy? Now, you have to understand that every time you ask a question, it answers it as if it's answering it for the first time. And so what I got was something quite remarkable, very different than the first couple of renditions, and that became obvious to me. This was going to be the cover of the book. Giant octopus sitting on top of mounds of data, both structured and unstructured, tapping into it all. And as those who read the book will learn, and you probably know this already, that the heart of artificial intelligence rests with data. So we spend a lot of time talking about that. That is what the octopus is digesting.
What other features should folks be aware of when reading the book?
When we look at the book itself, I looked at 36 cartoon illustrations, all of which were prompted by me, and a lot of it required back and forth. This one worked, this one didn't work, and try again until I had what I thought made the most sense for this book. There was also a bunch of AI-generated outlines that I used and some text, but then it was heavily editorialized. Then there was AI formatting to help lay it out the way that would make sense for a reader. I did add a few previously published works that I put together, again, original content. And I also used artificial intelligence for all the editing using Grammarly, which is a great tool. So that gives you a sense that this is not your ordinary book. Is this a book of the future? Not necessarily. Is it fraught with some issues? Perhaps. But I can tell you that much of what's in this book gives us an indication of what we can expect moving ahead as we continue to explore how to use all these new AI tools to our advantage, to increase creativity, to increase productivity, and to enable us to do things that we didn't think possible.
Tell us how the book is organized.
Well, as I mentioned, the book is organized into 8 chapters. Each one represents an arm of an octopus, perhaps. But when I look at it, I start with the overview, some of the main issues to kind of get one wet into the water. I then do a deeper dive. And then I move very quickly into data governance, really talking about the innards of what makes AI do what it does. It's all about how we develop policies for data acquisition. Its ability to index and classify is so critical. And then we move on to a chapter on cybersecurity. And in my research, I was actually surprised when I found that there were about 14 areas in which artificial intelligence has and can play a major role in artificial intelligence in terms of safeguarding our very, very fragile digital infrastructure. And then I moved into education. And that's a kind of a broad topic because I get into education of staff, perhaps elected leaders and maybe citizens, but also public education in itself. And you get a sense of what artificial intelligence, again, is doing and can do. Now, each chapter has a bibliography that follows each chapter. There's at the end, there's a section on digital destinations if you want more information. There's a section on definitions. And finally, one of the chapters that I failed to mention is citizen engagement, one of the primary uses of AI today in practice. It gives you a flavor for how the book is organized.
How do I get my hands on a copy?
Well, there are a couple of ways you can get a copy, and thanks for asking. Get a copy. One, if you need instant gratification, you can just go to Amazon and get an electronic version. The other option is to go to Barnes & Noble. Just go to barnesandnoble.com and you'll be able to get the softcover edition. Both are currently available, one you get immediately and one you may have to wait a few days.
Thank you, Alan. I'm glad you are getting along with machines. Well, that's it for this episode. As we always close, please be safe both personally and digitally.
You've been listening to another episode of SharkBites.net. Please consider subscribing wherever you get your podcasts or simply go to SharkBites.net. And if you or someone you know has a story to tell, please let us know.